everyone. This is Katie. We're taking a little bit of a break today from our series on emotionally healthy spirituality just because we have a lot to do, and I'm sure you have a lot to do. Probably still need to catch up. So Merry Christmas, and we hope you have a wonderful Christmas and celebration. I hope you can get to be with your family. You all of our listeners will be in our thoughts and in prayers. Today, I just thought as a little preparation for Christmas, I would read the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke. And I want to invite you into a type of prayer called contemplation from St. Ignatius. That's what he calls it. St. Francis de Sales also would talk about this type of prayer, and it's using our imagination to enter into the story. And I have found for me this type of prayer is very fruitful. And God made us body and soul and mind, and he wants us to use all of those in our relationship with him, to love him with all of those parts of ourselves. And so this is a way that we can do that, by entering into the scripture, using our senses. What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you touch? What do you see? And so I just invite you, as I read this gospel, to enter into it. You know, imagine Mary and Joseph, weary from their long trip, you know, 80 miles on foot from Nazareth to Bethlehem through not very friendly country, and having to, you know, walk around in the dark, maybe in the cold. How uncomfortable Mary must have been. If you're a mom like me, you know how uncomfortable it is to be 40 weeks pregnant and having to be traveling. I can't even imagine. And just, what do you hear? What do you see? The busy city of Jerusalem. You've probably passed by that, and now you're entering into this town of Bethlehem, but there's so many people, and that can be stressful. And knowing that you have this precious cargo, you know, this precious one in you, and wanting to protect it, and being maybe worried, maybe not. Maybe Mary was, you know, surrendered and trustful, and maybe Joseph was worried enough for both of them. So just hear the sights, hear the sounds, smell, you know, the animals in the manger. I'm sure that's not pleasant, but, you know, think of what that would smell like, what you would hear, what you would feel. You know, was it cold? Was it warm? Think about these things. Imagine the shepherds on the hillside, out in the elements, complete darkness, and then the light lit up in the sky, the angels lighting up the sky, and just the wonder that would be, the shock, the awe. So enter in this story and hear what God wants to tell us as we listen. This is a reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his beloved, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Gospel of the Lord. So, take some time over the next few days to read and listen to the story, to put yourself there in Bethlehem. The promised Savior, the Messiah, has come into the world. Let his light shine in your hearts. The dawn is breaking. We can have hope. Let the hope and joy of Christ be with you this Christmas. Let it change you. And we pray for you guys. We pray for a joyful Christmas and a blessed new year. And we'll be back next week with our next episode. So have a great Christmas once again. Enjoy the time. And I hope it can be a time of inviting Jesus in, inviting his light to shine in your hearts. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Bye.